fifth parak of the Mai Mishnah Alus. Halakeach min hanachton keten huma'ase. This is a continuation of the halachas of the Mai, and we're talking about a situation which somebody bought from a nachton, and this nachton is somebody who did not take off the maizes beforehand. So either it's talking about that the Nachton himself was an Amoritz, and therefore it's the Mai, and the one who bought it had to take off the Maisers. Or even if the Nachton was a Talmud Chochem, but we learned before that the Nachtoimen sell large quantities were permitted to sell their produce without taking off special Maisers. So how does the one who bought it now take off the Maisers? So Noitel Kedei Trumas Maiser V'Chala. We mentioned before that we're talking about produce that the chashash is it came from an Amoritz. Either the Amoritz himself sold it, or the Talmud Chacham bought the produce from an Amoritz. So Truma Gedolah does not have to be taken off, because we learned before that there was no chashash that the Amoratim did not take off Truma Gedolah. So he would start from after Truma Gedolah. The next requirement is to take off Maiser, which is 1/10, and Truma's Maiser is a tenth of the Maiser, which is 100. So what he does is Notu Gedolah Truma's Maiser V'Chalah. He takes off a piece from this entire dough or bread that he has, which is equivalent to the amount of Trumas Maizeh, which is 100. The Chala, and also beyond that, and this piece has amount of the Chala that he wants to be mafish. So basically he has everything on one side, and on the other side he has this piece, which has 100, but a little bit more for the Chala. And he says, Ech mimele mashu yeshkan, arei b'tzad ze maizeh. That 100, and this piece that I put on the side, that is Maisa. So now I have 100th Maisa, Vashar Maisa Samachlo. The other 900th of the Maisa should be next to it. Samachlo has to be on a specific side, let's say on the northern side of it. So basically what we did now is the Maisa has to be 1/10, and I split up this 1/10 into 9 1/100ths and 1 1/100th, which is sum total of 10 1/100ths with equals a tenth. But the way it was done is that 9 1/100ths of it are together with the produce which he's going to eat, and 1 1/100th is in this piece that he put out aside. What's the idea behind this? Because the Trumas Maiser cannot be eaten, that has to be given to the Kohen, whereas the rest can be eaten by the person, since Maisers can be eaten by Yisrael also. So the piece that's set on the side will eventually go to the Kohen, or if it's Tame it will be burnt. Zeshosisa, then after he does this, so now he made Maiser. As we said, the large 9/10 of the Maiser is together with the produce he's going to eat, and 1/10 of the Maiser is in this piece that he set aside. Zeshosisa Maiser, also Trumas Maiser Olof. That which I made Maiser is going to be made into Trumas Maiser. In other words, that 1/100th is going to be Trumas Maiser, the Shachal, and the remainder of that piece that I set aside is Chal. So basically, I have one small piece on the side that has Trumas Maiser and Chal in it, and the rest has the maestras which I can eat, and the small pieces can go to the coin. Maestras sheni b'tzvayna b'droyma, and then he says that the maestras sheni that has to be taken out of the produce will be in the, either the northern side or the southern side of the remaining produce. Mechul al moyes, and he's mechal the maestras sheni on money that he has, and now he can eat all the produce he has except for that little piece which has the tumas maestras chal, which will go to the coin.